I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The walls are closing in on the Biden family.
That's Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who's probing President Biden's son's business dealings. Now an IRS agent is seeking whistleblower protection.
The whistleblower says he wants to expose a cover-up in the Biden administration. The career IRS special agent has been investigating Hunter Biden for 3 years. He says in a new letter to Congress to both parties that federal prosecutors are preventing tax charges from being brought against the president's son.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Now, Hunter Biden's legal team has called Republican allegations about his businesses far-fetched, disproven conspiracy theories. The president keeps refusing to negotiate with the GOP on raising the debt limit.
They say they're going to default unless I agree to all these wacko notions they have.
What he calls wacko are Republican demands to attach spending cuts to increasing the amount the U.S. can borrow. Two House committees have opened a joint investigation into the leaks of classified U.S. intelligence. Intel Committee Chair Republican Mike Turner just told Fox.
What's really important is us to get the facts about this. It's very clear that the Department of Defense was not doing what it was supposed to do, even in monitoring access to classified documents.
The accused leaker remains in jail. Much of the intel leaked relates to the war in Ukraine. NATO's leader Jens Stoltenberg is visiting there today for the first time since Russia invaded, as the U.S. readies more military aid and
14 German-made Leopard 2 battle tanks are on their way to help the Ukrainian army. They're being provided by Denmark and the Netherlands, the Danes calling it a significant donation. NATO members will equally share the $180 million cost.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There's a lot of tornado damage around Oklahoma City. Two people killed in coal. The director of an assisted living facility, Shalee Stewart, credits her staff for saving lives.
The girls had started getting people in their bathrooms, and for those that could, and then pulling people away from the windows. So they're the heroes.
America's listening to Fox News.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Supreme Court has given itself until tomorrow to keep reviewing the legal battle over an abortion drug pro-life advocates are trying to take off the market.
The Biden administration is among those appealing a district court's ruling, saying restricting the medication would cause, quote, chaos. While pro-life doctors and medical groups, represented by the conservative group Alliance Defending Freedom, argue the Food and Drug Administration is, quote, putting politics over science. For now, full nationwide access to mifepristone remains in effect. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
It's T-minus 25 minutes for SpaceX, hoping to again test the largest rocket ever, which could someday send astronauts to Mars.
Just days after Monday's scrubbed launch of SpaceX's first Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket, another attempt is being made today. SpaceX has a 62-minute window to launch them, starting at 9:28 a.m. Eastern Time. But whether they get off the ground still depends on several factors. It's the first full flight test of a combined Starship and Super Heavy, which together stand almost 400 feet tall. SpaceX says it wants to use a fully reusable launch system for missions to the Moon and Mars. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We just got news on unemployment. First-time jobless claims rose slightly last week to 245,000. On Wall Street, stocks could drop at the opening bell. Dow futures down almost 200 points. In the NBA playoffs,
Murray looking for some daylight. Steps back, fires.
Jamal Murray's 40 points led Denver past Minnesota 122-113 on TNT to take a 2-0 lead. Memphis beat the LA Lakers and Milwaukee top Miami to tie those series. On the ice,
Foss scores! The overtime winner!
The Carolina Hurricanes beat the New York Islanders on ESPN to take a 2-0 series lead. Dallas, Edmonton, and Florida also won to tie those series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. University of Illinois student out of about $100 as a result of a new fraud ploy. The police have not reported it in the past. UI police say the student in communication with someone posing as a leasing agent for an apartment showing. The supposed agent told the student he needed to pay an application fee before the apartment could be shown. Illinois Board of Trustees approving tuition increases for incoming in-state freshmen starting in the fall of this year. For in-state freshmen attending the university and the University of Illinois at Chicago, tuition increasing by nearly 2%. Current in-state undergraduate students and students planning to attend the University of Illinois at Springfield not affected by the tuition changes. Last summer, a nationwide lifeline launching to serve anyone in crisis in Illinois. Thousands of people have been helped by calling 988. In the first 6 months that 988 hotline's been operating, Illinois has fielded over 66,000 calls. Anyone struggling with mental health crisis can call that number. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you. Our weather brought to you this morning by Mattex.
Mattex reminds you that they do have spring savings on your heating and AC system now, up to $1,200 off. Mattex, feel the difference. MattexService.com.
All right, our meteorologist is Greg Solier. We were all ready to go to the spring football game on the Big Ten Network tonight. That has been changed to tomorrow night. Not going to be on Big Ten anymore either. So it's kind of called an open spring practice.
Right.
Where they kind of dressed it down just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you can still see the Illini tomorrow night. But Greg, you thought it was a good call because of the inclement weather and perhaps potential for severe weather coming.
Yeah, and more importantly, you know, lightning. I mean, you can still generate your old garden variety thunder shower and have a pretty impressive lightning display. And one stroke of lightning, I'm sure, will cause some degree, and as it should be, consternation for folks, especially in that upper deck area. So, yeah, really smart thinking, good thinking, well done. And, yeah, timing would be sometime with maybe multiple rounds coming our way. There may be a weakening one here into the noonish time hour, and then the main line coming through probably at the time we would have kicked things off this evening. So smart move, and it won't be all that bad. 55 to 60. There may be a little bit of rain around tomorrow evening, but that'll really be real spotty stuff. Winds will be down, and temperatures, you know, maybe a little more conducive to early autumn as opposed to almost early summer like that we'll experience again for the day today. Not quite the 84 of yesterday, but we'll take 78. Wind advisories up and hoisted until 5 o'clock this afternoon at 64 at Willard and Savoy. Steady south wind 20 miles per hour. It'll hit 40 to 45 miles per hour. These will be non-thunderstorm winds during the course of the day today. So a batch weakening scattered late morning, early afternoon, and then something late afternoon, early evening for tonight after a 78 degree high. 50-ish tonight with some showers, thunderstorms this evening, and overnight shower activity as well. Much cooler tomorrow. Highs around 61 with a couple of spells of shower activity morning and more so tomorrow afternoon. Those will move out early tomorrow night, low down to 39. A few sprinkles, a cold Saturday, 49. Some sun, 50 on Sunday. Frost and freeze potential Monday and Sunday morning with low to mid 30s there. We'll moderate to near 60 and some rain back in the forecast. Get used to it late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Steve Day Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Solgen.
All right, ESPN 93.5. The number of U.S. kids dying by gunfire keeps rising. Stunning stat. Gun deaths among America's kids rose 50% in the last 2 years, according to a new Pew Research Center report. More children and teens were killed by guns in 2021 than any other year since 1999. Happy to have Edwin Walker. He's online with us. He is a Houston-based attorney with Walker & Taylor, full-service criminal civil defense firm, focuses on gun law cases. So why is this going up? Is this legal gun ownership or is it illegal gun ownership, Edwin?
Well, the vast majority, and in fact, I would say the overwhelming majority, is illegal gun ownership. And I did want to put a little context on this report.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the numbers are all taken from the CDC report, and of course the Pew Foundation, they're going to put out whatever headline seems most alarming or most likely to get clicks. And so when we say rose 50%, you know, yes, that people say, oh my God, 50%. But the actual numbers, if you look at the actual raw numbers, from 2019 to 2021, the annual numbers of individuals in this category dying by gunfire rose 858 individuals. So it was a rise of 858. While, you know, of course, we recognize that every gun death, unjustifiable gun death, is a tragedy. Every accident, every suicide, every obviously every criminal homicide is a tragedy. The raw number is not that alarming, and whenever they say, also whenever they go back over the last 20 years, keep in mind that the natural increase in the American population, the category of individuals who are under the age of 20 has increased by 2.5 million people. So there are 2.5 million more people in this category than there were 20 years ago. And so in context, that's not that big of a number. The Pew Research Center is a little misleading in that the CDC does not break down their categories to say children and adults. What they do is they break down their categories on a five-year groups. So the groups are 0 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, and then most importantly for our purposes, 15 to 19. And it's in that 15 to 19 group where we've seen this increase in firearms deaths. And of course, I think we all would agree that when we're talking about children, 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds do not deserve to be in that category. Further, CDC does not break down, while they do break down the firearms death numbers in terms of accidents, suicides, and homicides, they do not further break down the homicides between those that are crimes and those that are justifiable. So, for example, let's say you had a homeowner who justifiably shot and killed a 19-year-old home invader. That deceased 19-year-old home invader actually would go down on the CDC list as a homicide death.
All right, so you've got to drill down into some of these things. I guess the bottom line is this. We have guns in America. There's 400 plus million guns is one of the estimates I've read. I'm for no guns at all if nobody had guns. I mean, nobody had guns, but we're not going back to spears and stuff like that. So why not, goal number one, Edwin, why not just say our focus is to get rid of the illegal firearms? Why don't we try that? Because in Chicago, there's probably most of what they're carrying is illegal.
Oh, yes. And keep in mind that, the guns that are, first of all, most firearms deaths are done with handguns. So we're not dealing with rifles, even the semi-automatic, what people want to call assault rifles. The vast majority of firearms deaths are committed by handguns. And under federal law, it is illegal for a person under the age of 21 to purchase a handgun from an FFL. And so the vast majority of these guns are, you know, transfers of stolen guns, which in itself is a crime. So it's a crime to steal a gun. It's also a crime to sell a stolen gun. And it's also a different crime to sell a stolen gun to somebody who lawfully cannot possess it, which would include somebody under the age of 21.
Edwin, do they count gang-related? Because there's an awful lot of horrific stories of kids in Chicago that are 14 years old carrying a gun.
Yes, those would go down. So any, like I said, since the CDC does not break down, further describe or break down the homicide, any kind of illegal gang activity committed with an illegal firearm would go down as a homicide under the CDC, the way the CDC breaks down the numbers. And so keep in mind also, all states, you know, virtually all states have laws that impose criminal liability on parents who recklessly allow their firearms, whether it's a handgun or a rifle, to fall into the hands of someone who is truly a child. That would be somebody under the age of 17. And so legislatures have recognized that this is an issue, and they've responded by making criminal penalties, for parents or guardians who recklessly allow their children to access firearms, especially when that access results in a death or serious bodily injury.
Well, we have too many shootings in America, and to just say we're going to ban all the guns, that means all the good guys will lose all their guns, and the bad guys keep their guns. So nobody wants to do that either, but yet we don't like all the shootings. I agree with all that, but I just, you know, out of frustration said, let's focus on the guns that shouldn't be around. But then if you go try and take those, then you're in a gunfight. So, I mean, it's a really, to me, kind of unsolvable. The power of God is all I've got as far as changing the hearts of men and women around America, Edwin, because this is a complex problem that just I don't believe is going to change here. So.
Oh, yes. And violence is a cultural issue. And so whether it's violence of something as basic as teens fist fighting their teachers, or escalating that to, you know, gang violence with stolen firearms, you're right. Changing the hearts and minds of individuals is the only way that this can ultimately be resolved.
And to me, I feel like in the last week or two, there's been all these incidents of crazy not asking any questions, not any kind of verbal confrontation, turning into a wrong driveway, answering the door, and just people just shooting. How do you explain that, Edwin?
Well, yes, and keep in mind, even in acts of self-defense, where, you know, the individual says, well, I shot in self-defense, that action will be reviewed by the justice system to determine whether or not that person acted reasonably under the circumstances. And so you can have a situation where the person says, look, I in my subjective belief think that I was justified. The law may say, objectively, you either acted too soon, you acted too aggressively, you acted too extreme in response to what you perceived as a threat. Therefore, under the law, your conduct was in fact unreasonable, and there is a criminal penalty attached to that.
Well, you mix in COVID and the mental health issues we've had. I mean, a bad combination, a lot of this stuff. Edwin Taylor, how can people connect with you in Houston?
Well, you can find us on our website, Walker & Taylor, walkerandtaylorlaw.com. Also, we are primary principal attorneys for a legal services organization called U.S. Law Shield. You can find all the available self-defense memberships under U.S. Law Shield, and we have attorneys all over the country, including a very fine attorney there in Illinois named Michael Johnson.
Edwin Walker, our guest. Thank you for your time, Edwin. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Grab your kids, lace up the sneakers, hit the course of the annual Busey Illinois Youth Run coming up. Busey, proud to sponsor the Youth Run, brought to you by the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. So it is a week from Saturday, April 29, 12 p.m. to noon. Children 10 and under are, so I can't play. 10 and under, encourage you to participate.
I mean, you could.
You run with a parent. You can run with a parent. Okay. My kids are older than 10. Anyway, for those of you who have 10 and under, they'll love this. This is so cool. $15. Thursday, April 27, during Health and Expo, Fitness Expo at the Activities Recreation Center, the ARC, from 4 to 8. You can register online at illinoismarathon.com. They've got all kinds of activities. You can go to illinoismarathon.com, and you get it all. But the kids get this bunch of goody stuff, the youth run T-shirt, drawstring backpack, medals award at the end of the race.
I mean, you're right in the heart of Memorial Stadium.
That's pretty cool.
It is. The last weekend of April. So tap into that. Again, learn all the details at illinoismarathon.com. But thank you, Busey, for sponsoring this with Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon.
All right. You'd expect that from Busey. Over 150 years, member FDIC. We'll break for the Fox Business Minute. Come back. We'll reintroduce our Stever offer, where I actually pay for stuff for you. And thousands of you have joined at GoStever.com, GoStever.com. All our guests appear on the Tavern Stowing phone line. We appreciate you listening. 420 can also mean a police code for marijuana.
Supposedly in a Bob Dylan song.
And we think this all started in Southern California.
That's right, dude.
Bunch of guys at 420.
Some stoners, man.
Yeah. And we all kind of knew the group.
We did.
Some participated, many
back in the day,
did not.
At Unity, we used to call them grits. I don't know why. Spring game moved to open scrimmage Friday night. So keep that
still
in mind.
What time is the Friday night?
I think it's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Friday night. Open scrimmage is now what we got because of weather tonight. Let's check that right now. It is 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday. Delightful summer day's worth of weather, the like of the season yesterday. More to come for the day today. A little more wind involved. Not quite as warm, up to 78. Heads up on that wind advisory for wind gusts out of the south, 40 to 45 miles per hour. Been a couple of showers and thunderstorms around here into the early morning hours. Watching storms back west of the Mississippi. They'll be here this afternoon in between a partly sunny sky. Showers and thunderstorms that could be locally strong for this afternoon and evening time. We'll return after midnight in showery fashion. Lows down around 50. Southwest winds will diminish for the day tomorrow. Much cooler, variably cloudy. A couple of showers around as well. Particularly in the afternoon, highs to around 61. Back down to colder tomorrow night. In the evening shower, low down to 39. And a few sprinkles of rain on Saturday. Cold day, just 49. Up to 50 on Sunday. Be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning with low to mid 30s. Up to 56 on Monday. More rain late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were more people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. New claims rose 5,000 to 245,000. The number of people signing up for unemployment continues to remain low by historic standards. The number of weekly claims was running around 200,000 at the start of the year and has gradually moved higher. Another reading on business activity from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve indicates business in that region continues to slow. Tesla's profit margins dropped in the recent quarter as it cut prices for its electric vehicles, and CEO Elon Musk stands by the cut, saying it's a good time to increase Tesla's leads. KeyCorp, a major regional bank, reported disappointing earnings and a drop in deposits. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, 823 ESPN 93.5. So we had fun in St. Louis. We did have a nice, I don't know, 3 or 4 minute conversation, Christian and I, to John Mozeliak.
That's awesome.
He's just standing there. He just kind of, you know, not really making eye contact, but kind of.
Yeah.
And then I just said to him, I said, John, good to meet you. I want you to know you're doing a great job. And his face just lit up. Because if you look at the history of the Cardinals under John Mozeliak, they've been a winning record for 20 straight years. Mm-hmm. What? A winning record, something like that. Crazy. So then he just kind of looked away and kind of smiled and just, I think he's just grinding because the team is supposed to be really good. And I think the pitch clock has meant more to more hitting than we know because I can't cite a whole lot of pitchers that are throwing a lot of zeros. Because they're pitching every 15 seconds. They don't have time to step off, walk around, get some rosin. They have 15 seconds. So I think they're probably 9 out of 10 are physically fit enough with the cardio to be fine. Mm-hmm. But I think you get tired and maybe you need to resettle and stop thinking and panicking and all those other things that occur when you're human. Mm. And so I think there's more hitting and more excitement. I mean, Christian and I saw 34 runs scored in 2 days. That's a lot of runs.
Okay, so back to the conversation with John, because, you know, Dale Carnegie, communication expert, always said lead with a compliment, which you did. Then you get a little bit of a
I never knew that.
And then you wrap with a compliment.
I just went to the school sucking up. I mean, I don't know about Dale Carnegie.
Okay.
But usually people think about a guy like John Mozeliak who just says, I lose a lot of sleep. And you're thinking, man, a guy in that position, obviously making a whole lot of money, but with a lot of responsibility and criticism galore.
I know.
It's just like I think I mentioned yesterday, if you're Ohio State football, your fan base is really excited. It's 110,000 people. They can't buy tickets and 110,000 people that are in there that bought tickets and got a ticket.
Yeah.
And so what's the expectation? To win? No, 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 no. To win them all. You can't fail on any occasion at Ohio State and be regarded as a great season. You can't go 12-1. It's like, yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. They expect to win the national championship. So imagine you're making $7 million a year coaching that team, and you can't sleep. And at some point, and then when they had open questions, I asked Mo, I said, when you build something that is good, shouldn't you be able to enjoy it? Are you still enjoying this?
Good one.
And he looked away and said, good question. Good question. And he said, after a win, I usually really have a great 15 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it. Then you're on to the next one. It's just the grind.
Yeah.
And so it was great. And great talking to Benji Molina again. Benji Molina, I think, just likes me because he offered to come on the show again.
That's right.
Yachty's brother. And we've talked to him at opening day two years in a row. So I'm totally calling to book that. If Benji Molina is asking me to be on my show again and without me even asking, then we want him back on. He's a cool dude.
Did you mention Polo to him?
I said hi to Polo.
Okay.
He was there.
Okay.
I think Polo was a little glassy-eyed. I'm not sure he knew which caravan I was from. So he's a character, still a character.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ricky Horton is salt of the earth, Ricky Horton. And he's been very active in Fellowship Christian Athletes. And I told him, I really appreciate that side of you. Mm-hmm. He said, well, that's my heartbeat. And he does remember when I was in a Zoom call during COVID when about 12 affiliates got to be on a call with John Rooney and Ricky Horton. And I said to Ricky and John, and I said, you guys are stupid good. And Ricky Horton said, well, I'm glad you didn't stop at stupid. He said, I remember that.
Okay.
He remembers his line. I said, that was really good. That was a great line. And then we talked to Mike Claiborne, who said, hey to Lon Tay. Claibs is on with us every... Was it every week, Lon? I can't remember. We had Claibs on a lot.
Right, right.
And it was really good. He's a really good broadcaster and Cardinal guy. Mike Shannon was actually down the hall from us yesterday. And he's really getting up there. But one of the guys told me he was real happy that he knew who he was. Just getting that age. But and not moving much. And Mike Shannon was a Cardinal and then 50 years in the booth and long life. He's in his 80s and so he was at least in the house yesterday, as was Whitey Herzog was in the house yesterday.
Ooh.
So the White Rat, former manager of the Cardinals, was there as well. Okay, we're going to come right back. By the way, driving from, this is really odd, and I don't know what was going on. Driving from Champaign to St. Louis, you can go through Springfield if you want to do that.
Mike Shannon's 83.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so driving, you can drive through Springfield. The map can take you either way. But we drive 57 to 70, right? And you go in that way. So yesterday, actually Tuesday when we drove down, and then when we came back yesterday, what is the over-under of total police cars we saw going to and from St. Louis on 5770 and then back within 24 hours?
10.
Over 20. Over 20 police cars or state police. Unbelievable. So we thought maybe. And then when I saw flashing on a sign as we were getting towards St. Louis, said, missing person, look for Toyota, that's maroon, that kind of thing. So maybe it was something like that where they were really looking for specifics. Anyway, it was very, very unusual. If you're driving 5770, you might want to observe the speed limit because there are a lot of people pulled over and a lot of people that had to slow down. All right, coming back, we'll be got the news here next in just a moment. We'll do the weather again. Some stuff coming. Stand by. We'll get it next.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Imagine you're in the south of France in October when the temperature will be 70. Hi, it's Stevie J. And it's time to travel. Join Larry and Elena Canfer for their Off the Beaten Path to the South of France and Italy, September 29th through October 9th. The South of France is noted for its Mediterranean lifestyle and unique artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Chagall. They'll go off the beaten path to explore picturesque villages and seaside towns. You'll enjoy delicious meals with the greatest olive oil and wine. Then you'll go east to Milan, the Italian city of design and fashion and Ferraris. Again, the trip leaves from Champaign September 29th and goes through October 9th, non-stop flights both ways. It's the South of France and Milan, Italy, with Larry and Elena Canfer. For complete details and to sign up, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. An unnamed IRS whistleblower claims the investigation of President Biden's son Hunter is being mishandled. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
The whistleblower says he wants to expose a cover-up in the Biden administration. The career IRS special agent has been investigating Hunter Biden for 3 years. He says in a new letter to Congress to both parties that federal prosecutors are preventing tax charges from being brought against the president's son.
No comment from the White House. At least two people are killed in a tornado outbreak in Cole, Oklahoma. Becca Ingram's car got blown out of its parking spot in Shawnee.
All the windows are shattered. There's actually a stick in the passenger door. It looks like somebody shot it with a gun, but it's a stick smaller than my pinky.
She manages a pizza place and had people taking shelter in a walk-in freezer. New unemployment claims up 5,000 last week to 245,000, according to this morning's report from the Labor Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. An Indiana man dead. It follows a crash in rural McLean County. Authorities say Nathan Wallach was driving Monday when he collided with an SUV on Highway Route 136. The crash and death under investigation. Champaign fire officials have provided new information about the fire at Curtis Orchard that took place yesterday. They say the fire began as a controlled burn, but something blown out of a burn pile then came to rest against the side of a building. The building that caught fire, it was put out by Orchard staff. The investigation continues. It's been 2 weeks since voters hit the polls for consolidated elections, and this week they were made official. Several races across Champaign County. Close, incumbent Matthew Gladney and former school board member Kathy Shannon won with 27% of the votes. Incumbent Will Kiles and former city councilman Greg Stock both have about 22% of the votes, but Stock lost by 63 votes. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We've got some interesting weather out there. Let's get details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Viz. Saturday, delightful summer day's worth of weather, the like of the season yesterday. More to come for the day today. A little more wind involved, not quite as warm, up to 78. Heads up on that wind advisory for wind gusts out of the south, 40 to 45 miles per hour. Been a couple of showers and thunderstorms around here into the early morning hours. Watching storms back west of the Mississippi, they'll be here this afternoon in between a partly sunny sky. Showers and thunderstorms, it could be locally strong for this afternoon and evening time. We'll return after midnight in showery fashion. Lows down to around 50. Southwest winds will diminish for the day tomorrow. Much cooler, variably cloudy. A couple of showers around as well, particularly in the afternoon. Highs to around 61. Back down to colder tomorrow night. The evening shower low down to 39. And a few sprinkles of rain on Saturday. Cold day at just 49. Up to 50 on Sunday. Be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning with low to mid 30s. Up to 56 on Monday. More rain late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solje.
All right, so we have a Steve-er. This is the program where I actually give you money and you get to spend it, and that's pretty much, there's really no catches, and so thousands have signed up for a really smart guy, smart guy doing a kind of a promotion where I pay your way. So if you want $500 to spend with Greenview, they want to do a planting for mom, a nice tree, yeah, shrubs, whatever.
It really means a lot, and it, yeah, lasts, you know, forever.
Yep, and it's $500, 217-359-2255. When you're going to get something nice, it might be $1,000, $1,200, but you, mm-hmm, get $500 off. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in being considered, you just text in GREENVIEW, 217-359-2255. Producer Dave has told me that SpaceX is launching the biggest rocket of all time.
Oh, really?
That it just launched.
Okay.
We're watching it on Fox right now. This is the most powerful rocket ever built. SpaceX. It's Elon Musk, isn't it?
Yeah.
This was the second attempt. But this is the most powerful rocket they've launched. This is bigger than NASA. Wow. This is a rocket, by the way, that will eventually take humans to the moon and Mars. There it is.
So it's being launched right now. We're seeing it live on the TV here in our Philo studios with Stevie J broadcasting. And it looks like it has something on the tip of it then. Is that going to fall off then? And then something else?
I don't want to show off with my rocket knowledge. I just don't want to do it. All I know is it's going vroom, vroom. It's really loud and there's a lot of fire. And it's blowing really fast. And so, yeah, they usually break up somehow. Producer Dave would know. Anyway, looking good. It's, of course, unmanned. But again, that is the one that will take us to maybe Mars.
It has this super heavy booster.
Isn't Mars like a
33 engines roaring to life, sending a deafening boom across the launch site. Boy, that looks cool.
What is it? A year and a half drive to Mars? Best case? A year and a half to get there, a year and a half back? There's no jet stream up there, so it's going to take a bit.
So this is an inaugural flight test expected to complete a full lap of the planet, ending with a splashdown off Hawaii.
Okay, like those warm waters. Anyway, that's kind of cool going on this morning as well.
This is an uncrewed flight.
Uncrewed, T-R-E-W. It sounds like crude. No, it's a crew. No crew on it.
C-R-E-W, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. No crew.
Got it.
Every guest appears on the Tavman's Towing phone line, 217-359-2255. Text Greenview if you want to be considered for $500. $500 to Greenview, one of our Stever partners. We really like them. We like all of our Stever people. And love doing it. Okay, again, a program change. No spring football game on Big Ten Network tonight because of the inclement weather. They're going to do scrimmage.
Yes, open scrimmage Friday night. In fact, there's 3 days with 13 home events. If you're around, you know, essentially the Memorial Stadium area, 7 Fighting Illini programs. We have DeMargeron Park with the track and field, tennis, and they'll have a Bark in the Park theme on one of them, the Atkins Golf Club, U of I Spring Collegiate Golf outing that is going to be awesome. But again, the weather's going to be cooler. Illinois baseball will face Minnesota Friday and Saturday at 3. On Saturday at 3, it's Little League Day. And on Sunday, it's Country Day at 1. Illinois softball in action against Michigan State. That's a 5 o'clock first pitch. It's the Pink Strikeout Cancer Game on Friday, and just a lot of action in case you want to wear some orange and blue and walk around the area. Again, the spring game moved to an open scrimmage on Friday night.
Yep, and again, it's colder than we would have wanted it, but that's just kind of how she goes. So just wear more coats.
So Tiger Woods got some surgery on that right ankle after that February 2021 accident, starting to rest and recover in this process. No timetable given.
Yeah, probably not in the next major, which is, I believe, in May. So,
well, wasn't there like a screw that came out of under his skin?
That's what Jason Day said.
During the Masters.
Yeah, like a screw was sticking out.
Right. Eesh. So.
Okay, 217-359-2255. Mike says, golf tournament at the Atkins Golf Club. I think that's, again, that's free. And, you can go and park in the lot, and I don't know how they're doing that, because we haven't had this kind of experience here in like 11 years, 12 years. We haven't hosted a golf tournament. But you're going to see, I promise you, I shouldn't promise because I don't know, but I would think there'll be some PGA players, future PGA players, that, when Illinois played for the national title against Alabama, Harris English and Russell Henley were on that team. Those are two PGA players now. They're on the tour. So you're going to see some of these kids, and particularly with LIV Golf, with all the guys that are taking the money going, you're getting more opportunities for Nick Hardy. There's more opportunities when some of them leave the league. It's good. The good ones have gone.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. They're all good. And they're just a matter of breaking through, like Scottie Scheffler did a year ago, and now he's won how many? John Rahm is going to be one of the dominant forces now. So it's really cool to see Illinois Golf, one of the best golf programs of the last 20 years in America. And we've really never had a chance to say way to go and cheer when they make a putt. You can imagine with a gallery that cheers for you, it's a lot more fun when you make a putt and they're high-fiving and stuff.
So absolutely.
Fun stuff. All right, it's 20 before 9. I want to do another sports, give you the John Rooney wrap-up. Coming up next, John Rudy, we were talking to him. I said, John, years ago you told me that the Cardinals are the Cardinals because of radio. And then he said, absolutely what happened. 9 states were represented at this affiliate event. 300 radio people in the UMB suite. And then we were in the private suites. By the way, we have targeted... It just took us a while to figure everything out. So July 19 is going to be the new Cardinal Day. I just confirmed everything. Timmy Tours will be the bus. You like Timmy Tours. Timmy Tours will do the bus. We're going to be in a private suite. And ironically, it was the suite that Christian and I were in yesterday. Suite 207 along the first baseline. Very good seats to see a ball game. You have your own food. Everybody in the suite will be our bus. So it's pretty easy to herd the cats based on all that. The prices are going to be $225 each. That's all your bus trip ride. That's the suite ticket and your food and drinks, all included in the all-suite bus. We're going to take 40, 45 people. We do have a limited number. Probably 35 is probably what I can sell. So if you are interested in a Cardo bus trip to St. Louis on July 19, that should be the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals. It's when we leave at 8 a.m. and come back and get home by like 5:30.
Okay.
Christian and I were there exactly the same time, everything else, and we got home by 5:30.
Nice.
That's sweet. Could be 6, could be 7, depending on the length of the game.
I want to say, especially 14 to 5 yesterday, that was a three-hour game.
It was. And
there was so many
19
hits.
Runs.
And, I know.
And the night before was a three-hour game because there were 8, 7, 15 runs.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, July 19. It's against the Miami Marlins. Skip Schumacher's the manager down there, former Cardinal.
Okay.
Anyway, that's July 19 at 1:15. 1:15 is what the schedule says.
Okay.
Here, I thought it was 12:15. Oh. Anyway, it's the earlier game.
All good.
Well, why is that? Maybe that's a misprint. We'll figure it out, but it is July 19th.
Okay.
And just text in. We can get hold of you if you want to go. And again, I probably have 30 to 35 tickets I'm going to sell for this. It's going to be kind of a limited number. So if you want to go, $225 is the price each. At you can text in Cardinals or something. Let us know. 217-359-2255. We'll reach out and connect. 842.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
John, do you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchased, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
All right, check your sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Tommy Edmond, big hit yesterday.
Well, he had
two
of them. He had a double.
Uh-huh.
He had a home run. He had a triple. And we were waiting for him to get a single to do what's called the cycle. It had been the first cycle the Cardinals had had in a couple of years. Nolan Arenado had the last one. But Tommy Edman just about got a cycle, which is a single, double, triple, home run.
Okay.
And he was only missing the single.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway, and then we saw a grand slam with Nolan Gorman, and that's just hard to see things like that. So it's a lot of fun. Boy, Nolan Gorman just creamed the foot. Oh, my gosh, did he hit it hard.
Well, let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals powered their way past the Diamondbacks 14-5 yesterday, and in the sixth inning, Nolan Gorman capped off the scoring.
I want to see this offense continue to flourish the way they are today.
The 1-0 pitch is hit deep. Right center field. Gorman has hit a home run. A grand slam for Nolan Gorman. 14-4, Cardinals. 14-5, the final, Ricky, and the Cardinals indeed picked it up from what happened on Tuesday night and had some carryover to yesterday.
Yeah, it was a feel-good game for the Cardinals' offense. It's really the offense that we've been expecting to see. Cardinals avoid the sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are off to a very good start. Not only the home run by Gorman, but Tommy Edman had a big day at the plate, had a home run and five RBIs.
He was a single shy of the cycle. And the Cardinals move on to play Seattle Friday night. Tomorrow night, it's Steven Matz against George Kirby. We're on the air at 8:15. At 9 o'clock, Ricky has the lineups. I'll bring you the first pitch at 9:10.
All right.
All right, we had the Cubs winning over the Oakland A's.
Again.
They swept them, baby.
5 out of 6 on the road.
I know.
With the Dodgers and now the A's.
And good now going. Back to the Dodgers at Wrigley. Yep. It's a 6:40 start over on US 105.9. James Talon is the pitcher for the Cubs and Michael Grove for the Dodgers. Philadelphia over the Chicago White Sox 5-2. They've got a game against Tampa Bay tomorrow. That spring game moved to open scrimmage on Friday night, so take note, in 3 days, there'll be 13 events as you wear your orange and blue and enjoy tennis or track and field or golf or the spring game or baseball, softball. It's all happening. Tiger Woods had that right ankle and some surgery. Now he's resting and starting to recuperate. No timetable on that. Another trending story in sports here on ESPN 93.5.
You have gurgling toilets, slow drains. Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Call our expert team today and see if we can help you. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. The starting lineup includes production manager Jim Hoffleton, graphics designer Kyle Kuzmich, and lead installer Tate Brewster. With these guys, it's all about creative innovation, not custom duplications. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. To be a part of the Jim, Kyle, and Tate Show, visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed. AftershockDD.com/jobs.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Viz Saturday, 84 degrees yesterday afternoon on the books. Not quite as warm today, and it promises to be a little busier as well with a partly sunny sky, but watching a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. A more significant line back to the west of us will arrive here this afternoon. 78 the high with a south wind 20 to 35, gust 40 to 45 miles per hour, wind advisory in effect. Showers and thunderstorms around for this evening. Some shower activity after midnight. We turn cooler to colder, lows near 50. Tomorrow, much cooler, variably cloudy skies, a few showers, particularly in the afternoon. High temperature up with maybe a thunderstorm as well to 61, down to 39 for tomorrow night. Cold for the weekend. Couple of spells of light rain and sprinkle activity Saturday. The high just 49. 50 on Sunday. Be some areas of frost and freeze both Sunday and Monday morning. Highs up to 56 on Monday. More rain ahead later Tuesday and Wednesday next week. High temperatures right around 60 degrees. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
next week on an all-new Law and Order. Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Okay, we wind up our Thursday show back tomorrow. Brother Johnny should be in studio tomorrow. He's going to be in Philo for the next 3-4 days, I do believe. That'll okay. be fun to have him here.
I went to some great networking things yesterday. The Community Foundation of East Central Illinois celebrating 50 years and a commemorative mug that they were handing out.
Yeah.
So fun to connect with people. Talk about some of the up-and-coming events, too. Of course, I always have announcements whenever they say, does anybody have anything?
Yeah,
I always
right.
do. And Ebert Fest is what I talked about and came off without a hitch yesterday and got a selfie. Or actually, someone came out and took a picture of myself and Stephen Bentz with our thumbs up.
Awesome.
There at in front of the Virginia Theater. So that's going on through Saturday night, with the conclusion being Forrest Gump at 8:30 Saturday night. There's still some individual passes. And if you need details, it's thevirginia.org.
Yep. And I saw in the News Gazette them placing the recliner for Chaz.
Yes.
So she'll have a nice seat.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Recliners are really good. See, my problem is I might fall asleep. That would be so bad.
Well, it starts today with Tokyo Story. They've got the musicians for the silent film, the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. My Name is Sarah is at 4. They've got the director in town and producer for that. American Folk is at 9 o'clock. So many actors, directors, writers, editors. It starts up at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And in and of itself is the 7:30 show tomorrow night with Frank Oz coming into town, known for his work with the Muppets. And Yoda, our Jedi Master, was Frank Oz. So it's just so fun to see moving and shaking in downtown Champaign with Ebert Fest.
A lot of fun. Cubs and Cardinals, I believe, both off today, and then they return.
That's right.
Cubs at home and Wrigley tomorrow, and Cardinals will be on the West
I
Coast.
I thought Cubs were L.A. Dodgers. The White Sox are off today and the Cardinals, but I thought.
Cubs play today, maybe.
I thought so. 6:40 start.
Okay. Yeah, they're playing a lot of games in a row. Mm-hmm. Playing really well and are really up there. Milwaukee keeps winning. They're way ahead of the Cardinals. Cardinals, I think, are in last or next to last. Or just again, when John Mozeliak talked with us at the affiliates event, he said, you know, he's almost like we're just not obviously playing like we expected. We had a staff meeting yesterday and talked about everything. So, again, they think that eventually this will be the Cardinal team people expected. But falling out right now with pitching is kind of the thing. I think our hitting producing more runs than when we have, and it's 1-9, pretty solid. So we'll see. We'll see. Long season, a lot of games. But again, when you have a really good team, you expect to win every day. And it just doesn't work like that in baseball.
I'm just so glad that you and Christian got to escape a little bit and enjoy some ball games at Busch. It's just such a great venue.
Very nice to eat and not have to pay.
Exactly.
So that's what they do for their affiliates. They treat us like gold. By the way, again, July 19, it's a Wednesday. That's our Cardinal trip. We already have people texting in. They want to go because I'm limited on how many I can take.
Uh-huh.
We'll get a lot of announcements out there, so you'll know about this and your friends will know about this. But again, 217-359-2255. Also, just text in Cardinals. If you want the $500 in our Stever offer from Greenview, you text in Greenview, $500 for a planting, like
We're
a nice tree.
We're thinking about moms for Mother's Day coming up on May 14th.
Skyler will work with you. He'll ask you, you know, what you're thinking, maybe some shrubs, a tree, maybe something else. And Skyler's very, very good.
Yes, he is.
He'll kind of incorporate what would look good within what you already have.
Greenview.com if you want to start your dreaming now. But again, text into 359-2255.
And one more time, no football game tonight at Memorial Stadium. Illinois has put it off till tomorrow night as an open scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be on Big Ten Network.
That's right.
Just the inclement weather and the prospects of lightning and pausing and getting to shelter. No. You don't want to do that.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We shall return tomorrow. Get your weekend going the right way on our Friday. The boys this afternoon, 3 to 5, with the 3 o'clock hour repeated and the 5 o'clock hour on The Drive with Lontane and Derek Piper. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you greatly. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Skincare lovers, listen up. Visit Merle Norman today for their limited edition Proven Pair gift set. Clinically proven to smooth the look of fine facial lines, this special duo features best-selling Pro Retinol Fine Line Minimizer Serum and Protective Anti-Aging Complex Eye Treatment Broad Spectrum SPF 15. Also perfect for Mother's Day. Proven Pair gift set is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
Houlihan's is having some fun with Ebert Fest coming to town. Through the 22nd, Roger Ebert's favorite chili or the Calabrese flatbread will start your meal off right. Inspired by Pulp Fiction in 1994, the Big Kahuna Hawaiian Burger. Enjoy the Ebert Fest special drink menu. Gone with the Gin, upscale French 75, wings from 1927, Noah's Last Kiss. Remember the Notebook? It's the Ebert Fest special menu. April 17th through the 22nd at Houlihan's. First at St. Mary.
Have you heard rare exotic Tibetan yak meat is now available locally? Savannah Ridge Farms, operating in Indianola, Illinois, has been expanding their yak herd in central Illinois for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms raises free-range yaks, fed organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. They are humanely raised and harvested locally. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat